right, and there we have it. Wow. Live music in the WFMU studios. C. Spencer, yeah. Feeding back there at the end. Ryan Sawyer on drums, percussion. Nate Woolley on trumpet. Performing for you live this very afternoon. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you to Juan Abates for great engineering. Let's see if we can get Ryan up to the mic. Everyone's welcome to speak, by the way. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good. Fantastic. Excellent. Now, you've got a series going on at Union Pool that we should definitely talk about. Some pretty heavies going on there. Some pretty big names.
Yeah, I've been doing every Tuesday November residency at Union Pool. I guess, you know, Borbido Magus, around since 1979. That was a big deal.
Yeah, those guys never play, ever.
That was their first show since 2006 in New York.
Wow.
But they did, like, kind of a weird impromptu show at, like, 4 days previous at ABC No Rio. So I guess it was their first show since the Friday before that show.
They played at the Weird Al ATP last year around this time, too. I was,
yeah.
I was over there. Sadly, not together, but, you know.
But they were amazing. They were super. They're a serious force, yeah.
Cool. Well, this has been going on every Tuesday during the month, and tonight you guys are on around 9 o'clock, and Colin Stetson's going to be joining you. Pretty excited about the one next week, though. Susan Alcorn, who I think not enough people really know about.
Yeah, one of the greatest living improvisers, for sure. She lives in Baltimore, originally from Texas. It'll actually be a group of all Texans. Patrick Holmes, as well, on clarinet. And we played together a number of times, but yeah, I think she's just amazing, and also just doesn't hurt that she's playing one of the most interesting instruments for improvising, the pedal steel, which you just I think it's such a great instrument for improvising, but you never see.
Yeah, it's interesting. I did not know she was from Texas, and it makes total sense because I learned about her via the Cheryl Lambides folks.
Right. Well, and Old English Spelling Bee was how I learned about her, which was an old friend of mine, Todd Ledford's label that he started up here in New York, but I knew him back when I was like 17 or 18 in San Antonio and Austin area, and he was putting out records then.
Cool.
But so, yeah, he's put out, I guess, a couple of things of hers. And then also on that bill will be sightings with Suzanne Rogaleski on trapeze for a portion of the sighting set. And I think that'll be their first show back from their European tour that they've been doing.
Yeah, they just got back. That'll be really, they're going to play together.
Yeah. And Suzanne is part of the Lone Wolf and Cub duo that I do, where I play drums and she does trapeze. So yeah, this is we'll see what happens. And then Dana Bell is doing a dance piece with a bunch of dancers, and Kid Millions will be on drums with her. And I think there'll be some sort of piped in music as well, like canned music. And then GDFX, which is Greg Fox, great drummer, will be opening the night.
Yeah, it's the drummer from Liturgy, correct?
Well, I think no longer.
No longer.
Yes, okay. Was originally in Liturgy. He's also in Guardian Alien, Man Forever oftentimes. But yeah, his solo project is great. Really, really brave and successful.
Cool. And you always have stuff going on, Ryan. I want to talk to all you guys and see what's boiling in the pot right now. I think you're going to Australia, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to Australia in January with Nick Zinner has a project that was premiered, what would that be, last spring, I guess, with is a thing called 41 Strings. It's a and I was part of the sort of core rhythm section of that, and so we're playing at the Sydney Opera House.
Wow.
Believe it or not, it was very strange.
Try to bring some of those dogs along that Laurie Anderson played for recently.
Yeah, totally. Some weird bats.
Cool.
Anything marsupial. And then I'm going to try to tour a little bit in New Zealand as part of that, just having already been out there. Or, you know, I don't want to just fly home, so.
Yeah, May as well while you're in the neighborhood, even though it's 3 hours apart. Nate and Spencer, first time here on the show. Very happy to have you guys. Finally, been on a bunch of programs already. But what do you guys got going on at the present moment? I know we've got about four records in the new bin right now with with Nate on them, including one that just came in today, all tonal and voice, I believe, right?
It's a composition for tape and trumpet. So it's a long kind of, it's called The Almond, it's out on Pogus now, and it's a long kind of drone chordal piece using the actual pitch of the trumpet as opposed to what I normally do, and kind of manipulating it through various recordings with different mutes and overtones, and the overtones start to sound like voices and organs after a certain amount of time. So that just came out. Other than that, I just am finishing a bunch of stuff. So I just got back from Europe, and I'm kind of taking things easy. This is my last gig for a little while. So
cool. And you're living here in New York, right?
I live in Jersey City.
Oh, cool.
I live a mile away from WFMU, believe it or not.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Wow.
This is like homecoming.
But you're from Oregon originally, right?
I'm from Oregon originally, yeah.
I was just there for the first time yesterday.
yesterday?
Yeah, well, I just got back. So
oh, man.
It was great.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah. It was really, really cool. Oceanside, you know, it's awesome.
Great.
It's cool.
Yeah, it's my favorite place, so.
Wow. Well, good. Good to have you as our
Thanks.
Neighbor.
Thank you.
Come down for lunch someday.
I will. Thanks.
Also, Brian, when you said awesome vistas earlier describing Portland, that area, were you referring to the label?
I know that label, yeah.
Okay, because I thought you were saying it just describing, but yeah, but that's, Chris is Johansson's label, and he's lives in Portland often a lot of the time.
I had no idea. Wow.
And is hopefully going to put out my solo record.
Cool.
Or
cool.
is going to put it out if I ever get it together.
Under Ryan Sawyer or Lone Wolf?
Lone Wolf. Yeah.
And you, Spencer, what's going on? You got a pop record coming out.
Yeah, I'm still kind of finishing that up.
Cool.
I don't know. What do you think? Do you think, like, I originally was thinking, 10 tracks, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Kind of like, there's a lot of great 30-minute records, like Van Dyke Park, Song Cycle,
right.
like Roller Trucks, Accelerator. And, they feel like full albums, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like well, tracks, this is like now post-CD age, so maybe it's time to fall back on it. Or maybe just do like one 40-minute pop song, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, that's kind of what I was thinking. I don't know if I'm showing too many cards, but like for the first sort of solo, like full-length pop record, I'm thinking like songs, like 10 songs, bam, bam, bam. But then like the second one's going to get like a little proggier,
right.
And then maybe some like longer songs or songs with like multiple parts to them.
You got to do your Tusk after that.
Yeah. That's true. I mean, yeah, that's true. Like, I could let my right hand write a song because it's really angry at my knee, my left knee, And so then, bring in all those various songs. But yeah, so then the third record, if it ever gets to a third record, is going to be kind of, the Tusk or like.
There's already a 45 out, right? From kind of that vein?
Yeah. It was 45 out. And that was like the first sort of song stuff I did in a long while. Because the last time I really worked in that mode fully was back right after Y2K, if anyone remembers that.
Right.
That thing that sort of happened, I guess. I mean, I guess next year is kind of a big thing, right? 2012 is, that's, something's going to happen or supposed to happen there, right?
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac are still going to be touring probably. They'll make Tusk Part 2.
Yeah, that's
then
true.
That'll be the end, right?
The Tusk remixes.
All right. How do you like living in New York? You're kind of a neutral block, too.
Yeah. I mean, I arrived a little over a year and a half ago, and I kind of arrived without any real, like, expectations. Mm-hmm. I think some people thought that I was living here already,
Right.
So when I actually did arrive, I was kind of like, oh, okay, you're here.
So all right. Have you guys played out a lot together in this configuration? I know you probably just play
have,
all the time intersecting, but...
Yeah, I was going to say we actually have, and we started quite a while ago, I would say. Maybe even before I moved here?
Maybe before you moved
here. Possibly.
Or right when you moved here, but wasn't our second show with the Jandek thing?
Our second show was it with Jandek?
That was the first show.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was that was sort of a curated.
It's
we owe issue project.
Oh right, right, right.
The group together, I guess.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, I don't know because I thought yeah. Well, you proposed the trio, which I thought was interesting because to me, I mean, relatively speaking, in some ways, you know, like our usual practices generally seem to sort of go along these slightly different axes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but that's kind of like saying like romaine lettuce versus cabbage.
I mean, I guess
it's still like, you know, leaf ish, but like
I thought it was more like kale salad massaged or not massaged.
Oh, you mean that nuanced?
Yeah.
You know.
But we've played together a lot as a trio, and then we've also had special guests or whatever. It's strange with the nomenclature because I wouldn't even know if we weren't sort of forced in some oblique way that I don't know if we'd even call it a trio. It's just we haven't named it, and the three of us get together and play sometimes. But then, so we've played with Susan Alcorn, and we've played with, and tonight we'll play with Colin Stetson.
Yeah,
cool. Have you played with Colin yet?
Not as a trio, but Nate has. He was playing an Enya song with him 5 years ago.
An Enya song?
Yes, yeah. Sail Away.
Enya.
Wow.
And then I played with Colin a lot in different things. We have a duo. We have a trio with Shahzad Ismaili. And then another group. But, we play a lot.
Cool. Yeah, well, this is the biggest concentration of people that have played with Jandek in one room, I think, probably. So that's cool.
Yeah, that's
he's getting around.
We'll have to get him in next time.
Multiple times
with the funk band. That'd
be
awesome.
I should plug.
Oh no,
I should plug this other band that I have actually with Don Dietrich from Borbeta Magus, the New Monuments, with myself and this percussionist Ben Hall, who Nate's worked with a lot and I've worked with. A bit.
Yeah, Ben's been here with Graveyards.
Yeah. Totally.
Saw you guys.
Totally. But
Ben, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say we're gonna play Shea Stadium, I think December 8th. And the only reason I want to plug is because like, you know, I talked to Don and he was like, oh, maybe. so I feel like if I actually like sort of, you know, mention it.
It's on the radio.
Often.
It's on the radio. Must be true.
It's on the radio.
Yeah. So, we're saying it. Must be true.
Yeah, so if I tell him, you know, tomorrow, like, hey, I mentioned it on the radio, he'd be like, okay, I feel much better.
All right. Maybe everyone can comment on the comments page now and see how excited they are about that forthcoming December show.
And also, Ben is a new, relatively new guy from the Midwest to come to New York. Great, great percussionist. And he was responsible for getting Borbeto Magus to play as part of the residency.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He put me in contact with them because they were doing shows. And
cool.
But yeah, he's worth. I'm going to plug him even further.
Yeah.
And Ben puts out some great LPs too on his label. So
definitely.
All right. So once again tonight, it's 481 Union Avenue in Williamsburg, right off the Lorimer L and the Metropolitan G. You can see Spencer, Ryan, and Nate tonight with Colin Stetson. And check out the Union Pool site as well, because that'll list what's coming up in the week ahead. I'm sorry we couldn't plug this earlier, but it's a great month of shows, Ryan, and you should be totally psyched.
Ryan.
Yeah, thanks thanks for having us.
Yeah, guys, and thanks, Juan, for engineering.
Yay, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.
All right.
Word them up.
Cheers.
We'll be right back. WFMU.
Ciao.